Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Databook, a Chief Healthcare Executive podcast. My name is Laura Jost, and I'm the editorial director at CHE. Today, Tomer Schussman and Hila Glick of One Step join me. We discuss how the One Step app is transforming traditional physical therapy and bringing it into the home, which improves the proportion of patients who complete their therapy, as well as future uses for the technology being utilized in the app.
Both introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about the company. Tomer, maybe you want to start?
Sure. So great to be here. My name is Tomer. I'm the CEO of One Step. And we founded One Step almost 3 years ago in order to help patients recover and turn physical therapy into a service that is both accessible to everyone while still maintaining the high quality of it. We are currently 35 employees headquartered in both Tel Aviv, Israel, and New York, and we're having fun.
I'm Hila Glick, VP of Physical Therapist and Patient Experience. It's a combination of the PT part as well as the customer success, leading both departments. That's me.
Great. Thank you so much. So, you know, you're trying to transform this physical therapy. So what were the challenges that One Step was really hoping to address?
So, you know, when we just started, we saw that physical therapy is a very unique field because physical therapists, they are maybe the most dedicated and compassionate people in the healthcare industry. They're doing such a great job, but the problem is they can only do so much in a day. And when a patient needs to go through recovery, they get 1 hour, maybe 2 hours of physical therapy, of in-person physical therapy at best. And then they go home and then what? And they are left alone. They don't know how they are doing. They are not exercising well. They are sometimes even repeating mistakes. And by the time they've gotten back to the next session, they already almost lost motivation. So this results in many patients quitting very early in physical therapy. This was the main problem that we were trying to tackle.
So this is an app on phone. So can you just tell me a little bit about how the app works?
Yeah, of course. So what we do at One Step is we basically developed an app-based physical therapy service. So it's not only an app, it's a whole digital physical therapy service. You meet with a therapist, you have a dedicated physical therapist 24/7 with you. And we developed a groundbreaking motion sensor analysis. So based when you just walk or move with the phone in your pocket or anywhere on you, we analyze the way you move, which helps us translate it into easy to understand scores for the patient and comprehensive gait reports or motion reports for the physical therapist. And so the patient can know how they're doing. They can communicate with their therapist through chat or even meet with them, but we are enabling 24/7 true communication. And finally, they get a personalized recovery plan, consists of exercises and insights directly into the app. You know, we're trying to basically augment the physical therapist capacity, allowing PTs to do more with the, you know, to treat more patients and make the patients feel as if they are with them the whole time while actually saving the PT time.
So what are some of the key maybe medical conditions that may benefit the most with One Step?
So while the majority of patients we treat are orthopedic pre-operation and post-operation, mostly knee and hip and lower extremity, our service is available to anyone with a neurological or orthopedic chronic or acute injury can benefit out of this type of service and PT with One Step.
So how closely do the smartphone capabilities that One Step has match what is maybe done in a clinic with more sophisticated medical equipment?
I think the key point here is that One Step was founded before COVID-19, and we are actually not only about remote physical therapy. In many cases, remote physical therapy is sufficient. But One Step's goal is not to replace the in-clinic equipment or to replace the in-clinic assessment by the PT. our goal is to provide 24/7 PT, meaning to augment the therapy and liberate it to go beyond the clinic walls. So actually, we are providing tools that no PT clinic has. It's not about replacing the any sort of equipment. It's about providing objective assessment tools for patients and physical therapists from anywhere. Actually, the technology that we have is not available for 99% of the professional PTs. And this is another interesting factor that we have.
As a PT in-person world, this is something that is really missing. For a patient, in order to assess their gait analysis, they can go into a lab and get this using sensors and wearables. They can go into a lab and assess their gait. But using just their cell phones in the pocket or anywhere on their clothes, that's something that is available using One Step, and is something that for a physical therapist in regular field and the traditional PT is missing.
And so you were talking about how patients receive reports and they receive the information about their gait analysis. So one, how does that help them? But two, do patients always understand the information being presented to them? Is there any sort of educational component they need to be able to understand that data?
Yeah, so gait analysis, even for physical therapists, is a complicated thing. It's not something that is easy to understand or something that is easy to implement right away and help give relevant exercises according to what's found. And we did find a way to make it much easier for the physical therapist to understand, as well as to the patient to see their progress, with simplifying the different walking parameters and viewing them very easily on the cell phone on a regular basis. It's very easy to see this progress, which sometimes is not so easy to feel.
So let me tell you how it works. When a patient downloads One Step, the first thing that they do is they put the phone in their pocket and they just walk around taking a few steps. They immediately get a feedback. They immediately get their One Step walk score. This is a number between 0 and 100. And within seconds, they know how they're doing and what they need to improve. And then the One Step physical therapist on the other side gets a comprehensive report that they can then use. Now, in traditional physical therapy, there are no objective tools and there are no tools to measure day-to-day life, to day-to-day motion. Physical therapists mainly use tools such as pain questionnaires and functional questionnaires, but those tools cannot actually provide objective info on how the patient is progressing, and they cannot be used as good motivational tools. So by getting this simple walk score, this helps the PT build your personalized recovery plans and personalize the whole plan for you, the whole journey for you.
And so the patient is being set up with a physical therapist after they sign up. How does that work that they're set up with a physical therapist, and who are these therapists? Because they're the One Step therapists, correct? It's not like the patient's own therapist.
Yeah, those are licensed physical therapists in the states that we operate in, and we are constantly growing and working in more and more states. And so those are One Step physical therapists. Although we do have some interesting collaborations with clinics outside of One Step, and we're always very happy to bring the One Step technology and product to everyone.
And the entire service is from the app. You download the app and right away you can record a walk. You can schedule on your own time at any time a meeting with a physical therapist and get going right away with a relevant and personalized exercise plan and walk assessment and continue from there.
And so does the data stay with One Step? Is there a way to forward it on to maybe the patient's doctor that they've been working with?
Definitely. We are also working with surgeons, and we're generating progress reports, which the patient can then transfer to their surgeons, or, you know, in very special cases, we deliver the data to the surgeon with the patient consent, of course. But actually, when we founded One Step, we thought about it that so many companies, there is so much data in the smartphone, and there are so many companies who utilize that data to sell you better ads, or, you know, selling your data to third parties. And it was our goal and commitment to always use the data to help the patient achieve better health first. And so we don't transfer any data even to a patient's doctor without making sure that the patient owns it first and knows what they're doing first.
And most patients are very excited to go back to their surgeons and check up and show them their progress and show them the app and show them the different reports, really seeing how their walk analysis and their speed and their symmetry and everything has improved since that operation.
And so speaking of that progress, is there information or data that you have on patient, you know, how long they're using this and their progress versus not having the app in the traditional kind of in-person clinic?
Yeah, of course. So we've done that test repeatedly with and without One Step, you know, over and over. We see that One Step patients, first of all, are super excited about the app, the combination of having an accessible physical therapist and knowing how you're doing really makes the difference for them. We see that 65% of our patients finish their whole course of care, which is, you know, humbly unheard of in the recovery space. Most patients in traditional physical therapy don't get past meeting 3 or 4. And here we are able to get 2/3 of our patients to finish the full course of care. And also with One Step for the first time, you can actually measure progress from home without needing a lab. So we are also seeing that they are making very good progress, almost twice as fast as in traditional physical therapy.
And so I know that the app is a 24/7, you know, kind of app collecting data. So it's collecting data when the app is open, but it's also collecting data when it's closed and just in the phone's just in somebody's pocket. So how does having that sort of continuous monitoring and data collection assist?
That's an interesting point. This is a big thing in physical therapy and in gait assessment. While you're aware that someone is watching you, like if you were in the highway and singing out loud, and no one is watching you, you would sing one way. And then if you're in a traffic light, you would sing in a different way. And that's the same with gait. Like when you're in a lab report with sensors on you, or even if you're aware with your phone in the pocket and know I'm recording my walk now, I walk in a specific way. If I'm unaware of this, then maybe my steps could be smaller. I might do a bad turn. I might work with a very short stance. And these are the dangerous points. These are the points where a patient can fall later on, or when they're not aware of this recording, then we want to avoid those places.
Yeah, we actually have a very interesting study that we're going to publish, I think, in the next few weeks with Dr. David Petrino's group in Mount Sinai. And the article is titled Recording Context Matters. What we're showing there is that conscious versus unconscious walks are very different from one another in several significant parameters. And this strongly relates to what Hila just said, because by knowing how to, sometimes patients make progress only when they are aware to the fact that they are walking. And by alerting them and notifying them when they are not aware and they are committing mistakes, that way we can actually accelerate their progress and also get them away from risky situations.
One of the things I've seen sometimes is like with patients, they get too much data and it can be overwhelming. When they are being monitored 24/7, obviously you get things like seeing how their gait actually is when they're not consciously thinking about it. Do you run into issues though, where if there's any concerning areas where you see their gait maybe was really off or something was of concern, that maybe the patient can't remember what they were doing at the time or what might have caused it?
So most of the time we are more focused on trends than on individual walks when it comes, especially when it comes to background motion. So when a patient chooses to record a walk, at that time, they have the context and they usually tag the context for us. They tell us whether they were with a cane, without a cane, barefoot, etc. And with background walks, we are mainly using them not to detect anomalies, but to predict the overall trend and understand the overall situation. So we are also trying not to be too judgy, you know, too judgmental with a patient that had one bad walk. This happens to all of us all the time. Gaining back your ability to walk is a skill, just like gaining any other skill. And sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. The bigger picture is what matters.
Another point in that area is when usually it's, and that's surprising, if I reach out to a patient and mention something about a walk that seemed kind of off, they try to remember what that walk was. And very frequently they would say, yeah, I was walking with my husband. He walks slightly faster. So maybe that could be the reason for my walk to seem different. But going back to that situation, and since the communication is ongoing and we see this, the walks and feedback all the time, like 24/7. So it's very easy to go back to that patient and have that alert that something is off and then understand what the reason was.
Finally, I guess, do you see any future potential uses for One Step and the technology with the app?
Yeah, so actually it's a funny story, because when we founded One Step, our preliminary goal was to use gait pattern, to use walking patterns to help detect strokes, brain injuries in real time. This we realized that when you have a stroke, when you're going through a stroke, your gait pattern significantly changes. And we realized that by doing that and by monitoring gait from the background, we would be able to help patients get to the hospital sooner. And we actually developed that technology, and we had some interesting studies, and it worked in those studies. But then we realized that it is going to take years to commercialize this technology and get all the FDA approvals. And we realized that instead we could really help by just providing this tool as a recovery tool and use the data that we collect to help perfect the technology, so the end gain, the end, go through the regulatory process, so that one day we will be able to also do that. So I would say that we are addressing ourselves as the emotion company. Our goal is to help people move healthier. And moving healthier, right now we are focused on physical therapy and recovery, but moving healthier is also about predicting medical emergencies and helping in medical emergencies. So wherever there is motion, we want to be there. And the other part is, right now we are working through the smartphones, but 5 years from now, you know, we all have watches, and 5 years from now, our TVs might have sensors in them. And so, you know, we are committed to wherever there are sensors and wherever there is motion, we will bring feedback. If I could, you know, summarize our value as One Step in one word, I would say feedback. Absence of feedback is really discouraging, and good feedback given in the right time can motivate, can help facilitate accuracy, can make the difference. So our goal is to use every sensors out there in every motion related condition out there to provide meaningful feedback.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Databook. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Chief Health Exec and on LinkedIn and Facebook. Until next time, I'm Laura Jost.